Jenny Doan is perhaps the most famous one of these in the world. And due to that fact, there are thousands of people visiting this small town each month. Don't know her? Many do. And I'll take you to her business on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Misty Doan explains, her in-laws wound up in Hamilton, Missouri, quite by chance.
My husband's family was living in California, and it just wasn't financially feasible for them to stay there. And so they really just opened a map and picked a spot.
Jenny Doan enjoyed quilting, and her family posted a video of her showing how to quilt. Her bubbly personality connected with viewers. Lots and lots of them.
We currently have almost 600,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel, and my mother-in-law is an incredible instructor. People just love her. She's so fun and bubbly.
It was the birth of the Missouri Star Quilt Company. Misty is married to one of Jenny's sons. The family soon found people wanted to personally connect with Jenny and this company.
We had people who wanted to come and visit us, which is kind of unexpected. And so Missouri Star, we had this vision of creating this Disneyland for quilters. And so we now have 12 stores here in town that are themed around different types of fabric.
Yes, a town of 1,800 has 12 quilt stores and enough visitors to keep those businesses and many more busy. It's a growing art form.
It's always kind of been thought of as what your grandmother does, but it doesn't have to be that way. There's a resurgence among young people of handmade art, and I think it's just really fun to see.
Misty feels she is helping people create something very special that in some ways transcends time.
The thing about quilting and quilting as a hobby is that it lasts longer than you do. When you're spending your time working on it, first of all, you never put that many hours into something out of anger or malice. It's just a love-filled art form. And so I think people can really feel that, and it becomes contagious.
Traveling the Countryside in Hamilton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.